Thank you for tuning in to the FactCheckVaccine.com audio stream podcast. If you find the following information helpful, please share it with others. And now, we begin the audio stream.
Okay. Hey guys, welcome to this edition of the Little Talk Show with Brad. We've got here my partner in crime, old Bonafide.
That's
and
right.
I think you recognize Dr. Simone Gold from America's Frontline Doctors. And she was kind enough being here in Chattanooga at the event last night to stop by the gym today and do a little interview with us. And we are so thankful to have you here, Dr. Gold.
Thank you.
And Bonafide, I'm going to kick it over to you to start it off.
First thing I want to say, you like a hero to me. I've been kicked off the internet many, many times, but you was the first to get me kicked off everything in one day. Everything. I didn't have nothing but a CB radio to communicate with everybody after that. But
we have that in common. They kicked me off everything in one day too.
Is that like a ham? Ham radio?
I mean a sausage. I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
We got them up here in Fingerville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, these folks, the doctors, American Frontline Doctors, we got to get all these names straight. Right?
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. You got to understand you're dealing with hillbillies, so you got to kind of play along. If you don't understand, raise your hand.
All right. We'll interpret.
Yeah. A lot of people here know what we're saying. Okay.
What are you saying?
All right. I'm going to give you a lesson.
Hey, you got to listen slow.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. If we're talking slow, you got to listen slow.
Here's the deal is if you need it and you need our attention, you say, now look at here and we'll stop talking and listen to what you got to say.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
These, now, looky here.
These folks here, we're going to tell them about your problem in a minute. We're going to tell them how or what you've done before the steps of the Capitol building. Or
Supreme Court.
Supreme Court building.
Look the same to me. You know that thing's in Washington,
D.C. Yeah, I know. They all look the same to me, do they not?
Yeah, they look
the same. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it depends if you ask me or you ask other people. I think other people, you know, I was a quack.
Really?
I was a quack. You read it. That's what it says.
You know what a quack is?
Yeah.
That's a country term.
You know what a quack is? A quack is somebody who went to Stanford University Law School, board certified emergency medicine physician with more than 20 years experience. You didn't know that was the definition of a quack?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, yeah.
I went to Fingerville University.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah,
but it is 2021, so definitions change.
So I was practicing emergency medicine for more than 20 years. If you grandma had a heart attack or your uncle fell and broke his hip or your child had asthma and you had to go to the ER, I was the person that you came to see. And I was doing that very happily for more than 20 years.
Really?
Serving, cool. Yes, serving the people.
Okay, so how?
This wasn't in Backwoods, Tennessee. This was in L.A., right?
This was in the terribly... a tyrannical state of California, yes.
Okay. And you're still there?
Not for long, my friends.
We're going to get you hooked up right here.
It's so beautiful. It's so green and lush. I love it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So tell me how everybody got together.
Get serious.
So how did all y'all guys come together?
Right. So there was so much lies and disinformation and censorship that was happening. It was actually harming patients in front of me. There'd be patients that need medicine. The director of the hospital says you can't give them medicine. The governor of the states, most states, by the way, not just California, was saying, if you do this, you're going to lose your license. It was terrible. So I started looking for other doctors like me, ethical, honorable, intelligent physicians that knew the right thing to do. And we organized ourselves into America's Frontline Doctors. And I said, how can we tell people like what's going on? And I knew the media was corrupt, right? So I didn't contact the media at all. What I did instead is I created this educational summit. We called it the White Coat Summit. We brought these really brilliant, compassionate, amazing physicians together to Washington, D.C. And I brought social media influencers, YouTubers. We brought the YouTubers and we brought the doctors and we put them together. And we did 7 hours of education about early treatment, lockdowns, masks, kids, elderly, school, everything you can think of. And in the middle of that day, we went to the Supreme Court and we held a press conference. And that press conference is what got 20 million views. And then I also got taken off of everything. I just want to say.
We were in jail together.
We were Twitter jail, Facebook jail. Let's just point out how weird it is that everybody shuts you down at the same time. You know, I would have thought that's illegal. I would have thought that's kind of collusion or monopoly. It's crazy. So,
y'all see this woman here? We got to cut her out. Quick.
And I just want to say that. You can't get to 20 million views. Sometimes people say, did I plan this? I'm like, who planned such a thing?
Exactly.
You can't get to that unless you're speaking the truth because people recognize the truth and then they immediately are calling their friends. They're like, listen to this. That only happens when you're speaking truth.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And it goes in line with that other thing you said a while ago about the about why they shut her down.
Exactly right.
Because of what you wrote on your notes there. What was you going to ask her?
I just want to say that, may I say something?
Yeah,
I just want to say what we were working on at that point was making the early treatment over the counter. Because right now it's being held back by pharmacists and doctors. And it was very clear to me early on that doctors and pharmacists were really going to be the problem. No, and by the way, I don't think it's the individual pharmacist. It's really like Pharmacy Inc., you know, big pharma.
Yeah, right.
As a corporate employer, like CVS especially has been terrible. Walgreens, Rite Aid, et cetera. They're like putting the thumb on the scale of the doctor-patient relationship.
They hold their employment over them.
Yeah, exactly. So the pharmacists were a problem and the doctors were a problem. But when you looked around the world, hydroxychloroquine was over the counter in much of the world. So I was advocating for making hydroxychloroquine over the counter. And I was being, thankfully, put forward in Washington, D.C. to talk to more and more people.
Right.
And I eventually got up to the Vice President of the United States, and we had more than an hour together. And I said, Mr. Vice President, the way you'll win the election in November is if the president signs an executive order making hydroxychloroquine over the counter. He can do that. He can have Secretary Azar do that. And then if he makes it over the counter, there's nothing that Congress can do. There's nothing that doctors and pharmacists can do to stop it. And if you do that, once hydroxychloroquine's over the counter, people will go buy it. If you don't want it, you don't get it. But if you do want it, you'll get it. And cases will go down to essentially zero. And Mr. Vice President, you will sail into November if you take that path, that approach. That was actually what I was working on for months. That message did not get reached to the president. And to this day, I feel tremendous sorrow that the president was not able to make the decision himself. I believe he would have made that decision had he heard that option.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, life would have been different. I'm just telling my experience. Like, I just want you to know, and I want everyone listening to know, that I was sitting with him for an hour and I specifically said, let's say it again, Mr. Vice President, please ask the president to have an executive order making hydroxychloroquine over the counter. In this way, death rates within a month of that will go to near zero, just like they are in Africa, near zero, because hydroxychloroquine is over the counter there. And if you do that, it will be over your sale into November.
When was that? What was the date of that
meeting? That meeting was the end of July.
Oh my God.
I can't remember exactly the date.
And so he didn't take it to Trump, obviously.
You know, he did not. I can tell you my portion, which is I specifically said that the reason this is critical information, it's life-saving information. When you looked at other nations where hydroxychloroquine was over the counter, right, you knew they were going to hold the coronavirus thing over him. So if the death rates went down to zero, right, it would have been beautiful.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand how I met obstruction at every level. And as hard as I tried, and let me tell you, I tried really, really hard. And this is actually, I want you guys to know, this is the first time I'm saying it in this sort of public setting. I've said it individually to people. There were many witnesses. There were about six doctors with me, plus the vice president, plus two of his staff people. This is not a secret. There's records of it. But it's tragic that the president himself never heard this. And the reason it's especially tragic is I know that the president himself was like an advocate of hydroxychloroquine. He knew this.
Yes.
He knew this in his heart.
Said, yeah,
he and he knew this in his soul. He ended up tweeting me out. He doesn't know me. A couple months later on something that had to do with hydroxychloroquine. So I knew the issue was still in his mind. It was around October. He tweeted me something that had to do with hydroxychloroquine. He retweeted something that I had said about hydroxychloroquine. So I know the issue was still in his mind. And I guess I would like to say, if anybody has the reach, is to maybe share with the president, if you can reach him, that I sat with the vice president and I begged and I said, please, you know, ask the president if he's interested in an executive order making it over the counter. In this way, he will sail through November. And by the way, we had written up the executive order. I hired attorneys who wrote it up. We had the executive order ready. Wait, we actually presented it to the vice president. It was ready to go.
That takes his Judas to a whole nother level.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. What was his reply?
He was noncommittal. He heard what I said, you know, said something along the lines, you know, he would take it under advisement and... It was very frustrating. I was working on this for 3 months. It was really, I'm still upset about it.
It's a bombshell.
As a physician, I'm a doctor and a lawyer. So I was upset for the patients, really upset for the patients because there's no question it works. By the way, right now, there's more than 300 studies that show hydroxychloroquine or budesonide or ivermectin early treatment works. More than that, there's tens of thousands of physicians who've attested to this. There's many physicians who've attested under oath in Congress that it works. Of course it works. So on the human level, we had to do this. We had to make it available. Countries where hydroxychloroquine or a version of or over the counter have very low death rates. That's like a fact. Facebook, which was censoring you, censoring me for saying this, finally retreated themselves and said, oops, sorry. Like it's, you know, they did that back in January, or February. They said, oh, we shouldn't have censored doctors saying this, but the damage was done. And then on the policy level, it would have changed the outcome of the world if we had done this. And I, you know what? I'd love the president to hear this message.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the other doctors that was there with you would testify to what you said?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. There were many witnesses. I mean, I don't think Vice President would deny it. I mean, I believe there's
I promise you he's going to deny it.
It's obvious you went to Fingerville University if you just asked her would all the other doctors.
No, what I'm saying is everybody's threatened.
Oh, no, 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 100%. We had
Fingerville.
Mm-hmm. We had records of the meeting. We had like a, there was a paper trail of what I was advocating. That, no, no, 100, you can't deny this. Definitely not.
It's unbelievable.
And if you're looking to find me and you think I'm not saying the truth, my name is Dr. Simone Gold. Okay, Stanford University educated lawyer and board certified emergency physician. I stand by what I'm saying.
You heard it right here on the Little Talk Show with Brad. Right here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Bon Fat, I got some.
You didn't know
questions.
I was going to say did you?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. There you
it's
go.
It's hard to be funny after that.
This is going to go.
I'm sorry.
It's going to go virus.
Well, you can't say that word.
Oh.
Viral. It's viral.
And the new word is Vaseline.
Well, I'm just, I want to tell you something. I'm just kind of sharing this because it's so clear that I was right in retrospect that I, you know, there's a couple of other things I'll share with you later on that it's so clear that if we take those steps now, things will be different going forward.
Okay.
That's so.
I didn't mean to drop that on you guys.
No, we love it. People need to know it. We're all about the truth here.
I don't know where we're going to post it at, but yeah, we, okay.
You got anything else before I ask her to serious
question? No. I need to get out the problem that they got. Okay. These frontline doctors are doing a tour, and it is called Uncensored Truth.
And let me just say this, Tim. I don't mean to keep interrupting here, but let me tell you something, folks. The frontline doctors are on the literally front line fighting for your rights. Your rights. Mm. The American people. These people didn't just show up because this is fun or because they were going to become famous. They are putting their lives and career and their whole lives on the line. Why would somebody, and, you know, that's what you was talking about earlier, Tim. You said, you know, people talking about, well, they just lying. They don't know.
Yeah, how do you get 20 people? How many did you have?
About 20 million.
No, I'm talking about doctors with you in Washington.
In that room was four doctors, a person from a different political group, that's five, two staffers for the vice president and the vice president.
So how did you?
And my, yeah, so there's eight of us.
How many was on the steps with
you?
Yeah. Oh, on the steps, I'm sorry. About 15.
Yeah. 15, so.
Maybe 20.
Let's just say Twitters. Was convinced that you got 14 other people and went to Washington, got them from all over the United States to stand on the front step of the Supreme Court to tell everybody a lie.
Just random people?
No. I'm talking about your doctor friends.
We're being facetious. In other words,
basically, this is what people, this is what they was promoting, that you was telling a lie.
Yeah, the media.
You understand? And that's when I went to my friends. They said, why are you? I don't know why I got kicked off the internet. And I said, well, they're telling the truth. And they said, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. I said,
they're outliers.
I said, understand this. These people have a career. These people have a career. They're educated. And they decided to put their career in jeopardy.
Livelihood.
To tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that I'm not going to put it out there, I mean, I still got it downloaded in my phone, you know, because I had to download it. Now, listen to this. This is when your video came out, you used to could click and share everything on Facebook with all your friends. You know what I'm talking about, Sharon? You could pick 100 or 200 or 5,000. After your video, it went down to six people. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when we try to see now, we can't post these videos.
Yeah.
So you go to your friends list and you click every one of them on personal message. You try it. It's six or eight. I can't remember what it is. You try to send it to all your friends, they'll cut you off.
So are you saying that I managed to annoy Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Because he's really annoyed me. Annoyed me. Well, I did not know that. I just want to say something about that. It's so important that you think for yourself. You could not have listened to us for more than 30 seconds without understanding that we were credible physicians. You could agree, you could disagree, but we were clearly credible physicians with extensive, impeccable credentials, education, experience. So I kind of laugh when people did. You understand, I set up a whole educational day. The press conference was in the middle, but at that same time, there was 7 hours of education, doctors talking education.
That's right.
So obviously we knew what we were talking about.
Unbelievable. Mm. Mm-mm-mm. You got anything else, Tim?
Well, we still ain't told them about the problem that we got.
All right, we'll tell them.
Okay, here's the problem that these frontline doctors are having. They're doing a tour to get this truth out there. We went to one last night, and they are having to rent venues, pay for it out of their pocket, to let you come hear this information for free. Okay, so everybody wants to participate, do their part. I want you to call all your local churches, your church. I want you to call your church, and I want you to tell them. I want you to show them this video. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. If anything that this lady right here said can be proven wrong, I'm going to give you $10,000. I want you to prove her wrong because it's worth $10,000 to me to prove her wrong.
And I'll add another $5 on top of that.
You always a cheapskate. Anyway, I want you to, they're doing a tour, and the last date you got is June the 30th, right? So after July, they're going to need to go on. We need to put this information in the churches, for free. They come for free. They talk, they're not charging. And really, in all reality, you should donate the money to them. We need to get that link, too, on there. Where you can donate to her nonprofit to keep gas in these vehicles so they can keep on moving. So if you want to participate, go to the website.
AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org or AFLDS.org.
Now, I'm going to tell you what your pastor's going to say. Your pastor's going to say that has absolutely nothing to do with a religion. And you ask him, what about saving lives? Does it have anything to do with religion? You're going to get turned down. I promise you, they've been turned down everywhere. Let's just say 90% of the churches will not have them, and they need a place every single night. They're traveling, not going home, every single night. So we want you to call your pastor. We're going to give you an email address. We want you to call your pastor, call every pastor in town, and we're going to give you an email address. Now, here's the big thing is, please do not email us unless you have it okayed with your church, 100%. I promise you, the other night when we done that deal, we got emailed, my phone sounded like a poker machine. So we want you to go out and do your job. Everybody wants to participate. Remember, if you're going to be a patriot, you got to participate.
That's right.
All right? So what you want to do is you want to go and get it approved. And then the email address that we're going to have right here at the bottom of this page, you're going to email them the state and the city is the address box, all right? The state and the city. So we can get all these together and then the phone number of the church or your phone number so you can help these folks put these tour together. This truth that you just heard has got to get out. I promise you, you're going to find out that your pastor don't run your church. Is that good?
I want to thank you so much. So I really appreciate the help. America's Frontline Doctors is relying on believing Christians to help save this nation. This is the audience that must hear it. Believing Christians are the only sizable force remaining on the planet that can turn this thing around. That's a fact. As you were saying, we don't really have the manpower to go through 100 emails to find the one email from the person who's done all that homework.
Exactly.
So please don't email us unless you've already locked it up with your pastor. Okay? We won't really
not
be able to follow up.
Not a date that they're willing for them to come.
That they're willing to open
the doors.
That
they're willing to open the doors. We'll work on the dates. We've been talking about doing July, maybe South Carolina. And I'll try to help with that. But
Thank you.
They need, this needs to be in the churches in front of Christians. She needs to be there on Sunday.
Exactly.
All right, folks, we're back with the uncensored version, with the uncensored tour, America's Frontline Doctors with Dr. Simone Gold. Dr. Gold, we were talking about why is Trump promoting the vaccine, and you were just about to share before we had technical difficulties.
Yeah. first of all, I just want to say that I do think that people feel very abandoned, right? They feel betrayed, right? Because they understood that Trump was standing up for their rights, and what they're seeing all over the nation is that their rights to not take an experimental shot are being trampled upon. So first, I need Trump to understand that his people feel very abandoned, very betrayed.
Yep.
I don't believe he understands that because I don't think he has any intention to abandon us or betray us.
No way.
So there's that. So I've been thinking a lot, like, why is this? The truth is his pride in his accomplishment with Operation Warp Speed is very well deserved. It was a tremendous scientific and business accomplishment to put together the labs and the scientists and the process, you know, cutting the red tape and doing all that. To do such a feat is really unheard of. The typical time it takes to run a vaccine trial that succeeds is more than 10 years. So it really is quite an accomplishment. And he came to the office of presidency as a businessman. So he really is taking a lot of pride in that. And I get that. But I think there were two mistakes that happened. One is he was ill-advised that you can't actually rush a vaccine process that fast. Why? Because you need sequential long-term animal studies. There is no substitute. It's not just a single long-term animal studies. You actually need sequential animal studies. Why? Because certain things happen in a person or animal's body that you must watch over time. There's fertility, which takes time.
Yep.
There's teratogenicity, which is hard for me to say, which is, are there any birth defects over time? You need to run the whole gestation cycle. You need to let the, you know, mammal have the animal born, you need to watch, you need to see if their children have problem. This can't be rushed. Now, he's not a scientist. Why would he know that? He was relying on scientists telling him, of course, Mr. President, we can cut the red tape, not explaining that there needs to be sequential animal studies that are long-term. So number one, he got bad advice, and that was kind of a foundational flaw from the beginning. So the business accomplishment he did is very separate from the fact that the scientists, I believe, ill-advised him. More important than that, and that's life-saving and critical information, even more important is that his Operation Warp Speed has been hijacked. It's been hijacked in service of taking down this constitutional republic. Yeah. Let me explain what I mean. Operation Warp Speed allowed a new scientific modality to come to market. And we all hope it's great. We hope it's safe and effective and does a terrific job. Like, that's the hope always when you create new medicinal products, right? I always like to say at this point, I happen to not be anti-vax. I've been vaccinated. It's not a vaccine. No. I've had like influenza shots because I was required as an ER physician. My children have their shots, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, I didn't have a dog in this fight, right? I was quite neutral on the subject. Since then, I've learned a lot that has kind of made me be suspicious of the whole pharmaceutical industry. I get it, but I didn't come with a particular angle. But Operation Warp Speed being a scientific accomplishment is very different than removing your constitutional rights to refuse to take such a thing. And what's happening is we've torn down our Constitution in the following specific ways. The First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment have been shredded. Doctors' First Amendment rights to explain to the public and even to explain to their individual patients the free speech about what it is, what it isn't, what it does, what it doesn't do has been shredded. Specifically, doctors on Twitter or Facebook are banned if they discuss it. There's something called the Trusted News Initiative, which bans doctors and other people from saying things that disagree with the narrative. Virtually all media, not this, virtually all big media is bound by this thing called the Trusted News Initiative, and then you don't get to hear any of it. Patients are not hearing, for example, that these shots right now are experimental. They're in investigational stages only. That's not a political statement. That's a fact. I very rarely meet a patient who's taking the vaccine who even understood it was experimental. So that's the first thing. They're not even hearing. They're not hearing that the spike proteins, which are in the vaccines, are actually dangerous. I don't know that the president knows that they've discovered that the spike proteins themselves are dangerous. So when you don't have the information, when you don't have a free exchange of ideas and you don't know what's going on, then it's led to this situation where the Fourth Amendment has been shredded. The Fourth Amendment gives all Americans the right to bodily integrity. When I say right, we have our rights given to us by God, but the Fourth Amendment guarantees that the government doesn't interfere with our inalienable rights over our own bodily integrity. So people are giving up their Fourth Amendment right in the following two ways. They're either doing it willingly because they have no idea because they haven't heard anything. So like, yeah, I'll sign up for that thing because that thing sounds great and I don't mind you, you know, interfering with my body. Or they're being pressured. You're going to lose your job. You can't travel. You know, you're going to be fired. You can't go to school, et cetera. So in this way, Operation Warp Speed, this massive scientific business accomplishment, is being used to shred the Constitution and with it, take down our constitutional republic. I'm very, very afraid for this reason.
That's unbelievable.
I got a buddy of mine that's, he works for himself, a truck driver. He drives a Rolex. And he said, well, I'm not going to take it. I said, well, you can say that because you work for yourself. I said, what about when we go get our CEO physical? And they said, well, you ain't going to do it without the vaccine. Basically, that's his livelihood.
Right.
I talked to a lady last night, said that they're trying to promote it at her work. She's going to have to quit.
Well, my gosh. I mean, I talked to a lady last night, said they're giving $300 bonuses to people.
Yeah, but who's paying it?
Can I share? I just want to share a couple of things. First of all, while it's still in the emergency use authorization stage, that's a big fancy legal phrase.
Yep.
But while it's still in this like phase where it's not full approval, you actually cannot be fired. It's against the law flat out. Once that EUA phase
that's
gets
strong.
Very strong. Yeah. But so once the EUA.
Do you mind if I stop you right there?
Sorry.
So you're saying that right now,
right
as
today,
we sit here today, what is this, June the 7th?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. On Monday, that it is against the law. They can't, an employer cannot fire an employee for not taking an experimental drug.
Right. While a drug is in experimental stages, which the COVID-19 vaccine shots are right now, you cannot be fired right now. The problem is the only limitation on that is hospitals and healthcare workers are being pushed. They are going out in front and saying, oh, well, we're special and we can do it. But so hospital, the first hospital is trying, that's Houston Methodist, is trying to fire its people, I think actually June 7th.
Oh, wow,
but they're pushing it. They're pushing it. But that little exception has only to do with healthcare workers. But that lawsuit was just filed to stop that. So excluding like the hospital healthcare worker setting, if your employer is telling you right now that you must get this shot or you're going to be fired, what you do is you go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org and you go to our legal section. And you read about it. And if you really have that situation going on, you then fill out the legal intake form and we will pair you with an attorney in your area. However, most employers are aware of this. So they're cagey. And what they're doing is short of firing you. They're pressuring you. They're coercing you, the duress, et cetera. But the ones that are flat out like you're going to be fired, that's a great legal case. That's fantastic. The problem is that the EUA should be in existence. The emergency status should be in existence at least until the medical trials are complete. The medical trials are not due to finish for almost
next year.
Yeah, till the end of 22, October 22 for Moderna, and April 23
so
for Pfizer.
How many people they can fool before 2022?
Except, but no, it gets worse because this should all be experimental until then, right? Because the trials are running.
Right.
We are the trials, by the way. Let's just get that out. Like we are the trials.
Yep.
But of course, it should be in an experimental legal status. While the trials are running, right? No, they're petitioning to get full approval, get out of the experimental phase, literally like within weeks, like in June. It's incredible. Mm. So at the very least, you should write to people and you should say, you know, to all your representatives, at least let the trials run their course.
Now, let me ask you this, Doc. So who can make this, like you said, go from experimental to not, whatever you call it, non-experimental? I mean, is that Congress?
Really clear. FDA, do not approve or take these drugs out of the experimental phase until the medical trials are complete. Do not do that. It's the FDA.
FDA.
Which is under the Department of Health and Human Services, which is in the executive branch, ultimately under the president, the Department of Health and Human Services, FDA.
So who do we need to write? Who do we need to show up at their doorstep hollering? What do we need to do?
You know, I'll try to put something up on the website as to who to contact because citizens can write into that. I'm a little bit pessimistic about the FDA listening to the citizens.
Yeah. Wow.
We need to get the word out to the
people. Let me get this clear. That was Mike Pence that was in the office when you, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Yes.
Mike Pence, remember?
On the hydroxychloroquine.
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly. Okay. I just wanted to get that clear.
So let me go, because we only have a short time left here. I want to. What about this shedding? You know, I mean, obviously we're not doctors. We are educated too, but not to your level. So what about the shedding, and what should we do? How should we protect ourselves from people that, I hate to say that, has had the vaccine? I don't.
Let's just pause for a second and say how ironic it is that, you know, we're starting to see like literally medical apartheid, like vaccinated, unvaccinated, yeah, with people thinking the vaccinated is like the safer group, when it turns out it may be true that there's some kind of like shedding going on. I'll be specific. On page 67 of the Pfizer application, they note that if you got the experimental shot when they were doing the earlier trials and you were near a pregnant woman, that was considered an EDP, an exposure during pregnancy, in the following ways: by inhalation or skin contact. Page 67 of the Pfizer application, if you got the shot, you're near a pregnant woman, pregnant woman was considered exposed by inhalation or skin contact. That's per Pfizer. That's fact one.
You are joking.
Fact one. Fact two is all over the world, there's women having irregular vaginal bleeding. That's a fact. They do scrub those stories from the internet, but America's Frontline Doctors is in receipt of letters, emails from all over the world, people attesting to this. And of course, we all know people this has happened to. So what I say to myself is, okay, the scientific company, the vaccine manufacturer said this could happen by inhalation and skin contact. And also, by the way, they are working for like more than 10 years on vaccines that can spread through the air. That's called self-disseminating vaccines. So we know this is like going on. They admit it, they say it, and that's fine. They say it. But number two, something appears to actually be going on. When you put those two things together, like it's something. Something.
Yeah, it's something.
It's something.
Something else. What about, I get a lot of letters and emails about, what if someone has, let's say, you know, they say, well, I took the vaccine, Brad. I didn't know any better. I was ignorant of the facts or whatever, or my kid took it and I don't know what to do now. They've already taken the first one. Should they take the second one, or what can we do to help them at this point?
Let's be specific. If you're between the first and second vaccine, don't go for the second vaccine unless that's something, you know, you really investigate and you feel like you want to do. I'm all about free choice and informed consent. And, you know, but if you're having doubts, you don't need to do the second vaccine. If you've had one or two vaccines and you're feeling a lot of remorse and regret, you need to let it go. You need to leave it up to God. That's the way life goes. Things happen. We all make decisions that we wish we hadn't done X, Y, or Z, and you just let it go. That's it. That's my answer.
Well, that's pretty good, because that's kind of been my answer to people, is you just need to plead the blood of Jesus over you. And I mean, just, you got to leave it up to God. And okay.
I think it was a way to get rid of all the Democrats.
That's definitely going to be on BradBartonUSA.com.
I mean, really, you think about it, that may be the reason that Trump's promoting, because he knows that we ain't going to do it. You know, so.
What did you say about Democrats and something like both?
Yeah. Did you know that dumbass and Democrats both start with a D?
Sure, she knows that. She's educated.
Yeah. I learned that in the fifth grade.
Okay. All right, so getting back, we got to be serious.
You got more questions? I thought you was doing.
No, I got one or two more here. All right. So what is the, how is the Constitution, Doc, on our side? How is this illegal, what they're trying to do? How's the Constitution on our side? And I guess to back up to, and I'm going to make this all one question. Okay. I'm going to combine them right here. All right. We talked about people losing their job potentially. We talk about they are offering you a free gift to get a free vaccine. Okay. Something is, we didn't go to Stanford, but I did have get a master's degree from Baylor University. Yeah. And I can tell you something's, I smell a rat somewhere.
Yeah.
So how's the Constitution on our side? And then the second part of the question is, you talked about the employer. Now talk about schools. And I know you mentioned last night about going to the website. You have the things there. So Constitution and what we can do with schools.
Right. So there's not going to be any substitute for people fighting back. There just isn't that substitute. America's Frontline Doctors is fighting back in the courts. We filed our first lawsuit about 12 days ago. We're filing our second lawsuit this week. And we hope to help human beings in this way. But people themselves are going to need to fight back. You have to start with the point that children should never take these experimental shots. We haven't had time to talk about all the scientific reasons why that's the case, but hear me and hear me well. This is not a shot that anyone young should be taking for numerous reasons, having to do with fertility, having to do with the brain, having to do with autoimmune, chronic, lifelong disease. Out of the question. Make that your starting point. Once that's your starting point, then you can decide what to do. Do you push back on the school board? Absolutely. You show up in force. You do that. You go armed with information that's on our website, americasfrontlinedoctors.org, or you simply pull your children out of school. That is not a reason to go to school to just comply and get this thing. You will regret it if you have chronic disease. And we have declarations from human beings who didn't care. They weren't in this fight. They were nurses and they took the shot and they're now in bad physical shape. It's out of the question. Push back. America's Frontline Doctors will help you, but make the decision to push back. That's it. Make the decision.
Dr. Gold, thank you so much for being on the talk show with us today. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
Say one more time how to get in touch with you, and they can donate to your
website.
Yeah.
So our website is americasfrontlinedoctors.org or AFLDS.org. And I'm actually going to push you pretty hard right now. I don't usually do this. You need to send money. You simply do. We are the ones fighting for you. We're fighting for freedom. We're fighting for, it's all the same. Medical freedom, religious freedom, economic freedom. Either you have freedom or you don't. And they're trying to take this nation down by medical tyranny. But once the medical tyranny takes hold, you'll also lose your religious freedom. It's all one. americasfrontlinedoctors.org. We certainly welcome your monthly donation.
Hey, Doc, I hate to prolong it, but that reminded me of something you said last night, and you kind of touched on it there, where you said, this is our line of, we're at the precipice. Yeah. And like you just said, and we have got to stand. And you know what? She's not asking you to go take up arms and fight. She's not asking you to go to another country and fight a war. She's asking you to do what you normally do, okay, which is support causes. This is your cause, man. Yep. This is not her cause. This is your cause. This is my cause. Yeah,
exactly. May I suggest that if you tithe a church that
exactly, I was about to say
that stayed, that closed and didn't honor God above all, that tithe would be better spent at americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Exactly right.
There's no doubt about it. You won't ever get in a church now. I'm just letting you know.
No, I want to be with the churches that are standing with God.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's right. With God.
That is very, very, very important. These people are out here spending their lives
doing God's
on
work.
On the road. They have got to be supported, and patriots and truth seekers. This is 100% truth. Like I said, $15,000 if you can prove it wrong.
Hey, and I'll say this. I'm going to make a challenge to you like I usually do. We've helped a lot of people, you know, over the last 6 months with their various fundraiser things. Yep. But there is no greater challenge. There is no greater thing that you can do right now than to support this. Okay. I'm asking you, you know, if we've got 20,000 people on here, which we've probably got a lot more than that'll see this. I know it'll probably be 100,000.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you could just give $5, yep, which is nothing. I mean, you can't even go to Burger King for
cheaper
$5.
Than the coffee.
Okay? Yeah, you can't even buy a Starbucks for $5. Okay? I don't buy them at all. But anyway, but I'm just saying $5. Now, I'm going to do a lot more than that. But I'm asking you to do simply $5. And you think about that. If 100,000 people did $5, that's $500,000 right there.
Yep.
Just like that.
And if they could do 25 a month.
Yeah.
25 a month. It is less than a meal.
For your family.
And that is worth, these people have got to stay on the road. We have got to find them locations. And we have got to get this truth out, because you know that we're going to be censored just because of this. And we're going to have to share it undercover, basically.
But you're a patriot participating.
Yep.
And to be a patriot, you have to participate. And this is our chance. You may not be a doctor. I'm not a doctor. Okay. But you can do your part. And that's to participate and support.
Yep.
God bless you. We love you. Good night. Thanks again, Dr. Gold.
Thank you.
Bonafide.
Thank you.
All right.